Brookings, I don't know, you know, sort of like they're counseling the Democrats about how best to sort of nudge these candidates in the right direction.
Ugh.
And by the right direction, well, they mean a platform that won't scare the donors of the Democratic
Party.
Here's
the thing. I actually come to the opposite conclusion because I worry that these new grassroots lefty progressive Bernie Sanders mold candidates don't have a firm enough ideological commitment, because you need firm ideological commitments and organization to get something done. Look at the Freedom Caucus and how successful they have been over the past several years. Extracting concessions, even from Barack Obama, just by saying no, just by withholding their votes and threatening to bring the House down. And that's something that I think, effectively, if we're going to go towards a new productive kind of politics, we will need a mirror image of from the left in the next Congress, and not just two more years of Mueller investigations and just using the power of subpoena. I mean, yeah, sure, do that, but you also need some kind of positive platform and some kind of positive achievements.
But they're not going to do that. And I used to be a little bit skeptical when people said this, and now I've come to believe that it's, you know, 100% true. Maybe I was just being naive and like being resistant, but I absolutely do 100% now believe that the Democratic Party, meaning, you know, kind of the people who fund it and the people who run it, would prefer to be a centrist corporatist party in the minority than to be a kind of more left-wing, more socialist party and win. Because, it's funny. I remember, like, in March of 2016, I went to write this trolling article that I was just doing on purpose just to, like, anger Clinton supporters. Oh, that was my original
good
intention.
Sir.
Where I was just going to take some polling data and show that Clinton was outperforming. Sanders was outperforming Clinton against every Republican, including Trump, and then just sort of say, like, with Trump looming and the possibility of this fascist candidate, like, why would you take the gamble and nominate this unelectable candidate named Hillary Clinton when you have this much safer bet named Bernie Sanders? Like, just kind of reverse it and laugh in their face. Yeah. And then, like, what I did was, as I compiled the polling data, I actually started realizing that wasn't a joke, like that was actually true, that like she was probably the only Democrat who could get nominated who would lose to Trump, and he, I, looking at the polling data, like, had almost no chance. So they know that. They know, like, the excitement and the energy that Sanders generated, that was like what Obama did in 2008. They see what Corbyn's able to do in the UK, but they're never going to do that because ideologically that's not who they are and it's not what they want to be. And I think that, like, there's all these, you know, permanent power factions in Washington that are very opportunistic. You see the neocons doing it. You see, like, the national security people doing it. You see Wall Street doing it. They know that the energy, or they think the energy, is just aligned with, like, resistance. And so they're grabbing onto that brand in the hope that all of that energy will usher them back into power. And even though that energy doesn't want their policies, those are the people who end up in power, and then those policies can be implemented.